AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The number of dead from the earthquake in the Himalayas now has passed 2,500 and is sure to rise once crews reach remote areas near the epicenter in Nepal. Orla Fagan with the UN Office of Humanitarian Affairs says help is on the way to Nepal. The big challenge is getting there.
I know there's 14 international medical teams on the way, and there's either 14 or 15 international search and rescue teams on the way. They need to get in as soon as possible. They will use military aircraft to get them into Nepal.
At least 18 people died in an avalanche on Mount Everest set off by the earthquake. Tim Bradshaw is leader of a British Army team climbing Mount Everest. He says conditions are worse on the other side.
Our thoughts obviously with our fellow climbers and more importantly the Sherpas on the southern side of the mountain. They're experiencing real difficulties, and I wouldn't like to use the word luck, but it seems we've got off better on this side of the mountain.
He spoke to Sky News. More aftershocks keep hitting Kathmandu. World Vision has received reports many remote mountain villages near the epicenter may have been completely buried by rockfalls. Near Mobile Bay in Alabama, there is a search going on for five people missing after a powerful storm capsized some sailboats taking part in a regatta. More than 100 sailboats took part in that race. A second man has been detained in France in connection with an alleged plot to attack a church near Paris. In a documentary airing in Russia, President Vladimir Putin says intercepted calls show the U.S. helped separatists in Russia's North Caucasus in the last decade, underscoring his suspicions about the West. Fast and Furious 7 still has some gas in the tank.
You know we're crazy, right?
3, 2, 1.
Let's do this.
For the fourth weekend in a row, the latest Fast and Furious movie is number one at the box office. The Age of Adeline finished second. This is AP Radio News. Members of Congress from both parties want an apology when the Prime Minister of Japan speaks to Congress this week.
Shinzo Abe will be the first Japanese Prime Minister to address a joint meeting of Congress, and lawmakers want him to reiterate apologies made by his predecessors for Japan's wartime aggression. New York Congressman Steve Israel says Abe needs to address the issue of thousands of women who were forced to work as sex slaves.
These wounds need to be closed, they need to be healed, and Prime Minister Abe can do that closure, can do that healing, by exposing those wounds to the light of the truth and an apology.
While Abe has said Japan has feelings of deep remorse about the war, an apology appears unlikely. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
French President François Hollande urged vigilance against a return of anti-Semitism and racism as he visited a former gas chamber to honor those who died in the only Nazi concentration camp on French soil. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.